Randy.
One.
Tony.
Gary.
Mark.
All right, pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, it's very good.
Okay, I have a couple of additions to the agenda. I'm going to add a service agreement for our sirens through Crow Wing County and also some Sourcewell funding up to $30,000 for park-type stuff for improvements in the city that for kind of more fun things than anything, I think is a good way to describe it. So with that, I'll make that as a motion to
approve. What, a fire? Sirens?
The Sourcewell funding would probably go under parks, I'm guessing, because that's kind of where we'd go, you know, that's where it'd be used in that area.
With the sirens under fire?
Yeah.
If that's a motion, I'll second it.
Okay, that was a motion. We've got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, then we have open forum. Okay, we're going to move on to consent agenda. And is there any discussion on that?
Do you want to discuss the First Western CD move?
That'll come down a little further, a little later, right? This is, proving our...
You answered my question on the unemployment issue. How long will we have to be paying for, Emily?
I don't know.
It's substantially less than Chad's. It was our payment for his...
Yeah, less employment here. Yeah.
Okay. But that's a quarterly or is that a monthly?
That was a quarter.
Okay.
Make a motion to pass the consent agenda as stated.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now we have Becca Nielsen from Clifton, Aaron, and Larson. I believe we're ready for her.
Okay, Becca, can you hear us? Can you hear us?
You guys are really hard to hear, so bear with me. I'm assuming you guys love now.
Yep.
Can you hear me okay?
Can you guys hear okay?
Yes.
Sure.
Yep.
Give her a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Got thumbs up.
I will go ahead and share our presentation so you guys can follow along. Hello everybody. For those who don't know me, I am Beth Hilton, and I've been manager on your audit team for the past several years. So I apologize if you don't have our final report sitting in front of you, but we did have to sit and wait a little bit this year on Minnesota Paris audit to be done before we could wrap up our audit. Took a bit longer than expected. So first up, I'm going to go over some required communications that are required by audit standards, the audit results, your financial results, and any key issues we then identified and summarized. So as auditors, there are certain communications that we are required to do every year. So here's a list of them with a few key highlights. So our primary responsibility as auditors is to provide an opinion on the fairness of the financial statements. While we do this, we review the city's internal controls that are in place to see if they are operating effectively. And then we look to see if duties are split between multiple people if possible. We use what we call a risk-based audit approach. So if we deem an area that is to be more high risk, we do more extensive testing on that area, such as your cash receipts coming in. So we previously communicated the scope and timing of our audits in the engagement letter that we sent back in the fall. Your significant accounting policies are included in note one of the financial statements. No changes really from the prior year. And then as part of our audit, we did not note any unusual transactions. And then in 2025, there was one new accounting standard that was issued. That was GASB 102, certain risk disclosures. This did not have an impact on the financial statements for the city this year. However, we just did want to note that we did evaluate it to see if it was going to be applicable. And the next slide. We did not find that there were any accounting estimates used by the city that we needed to perform any additional testing on, as the city is reports on a cash basis, except for the liquor fund and the supplementary information. That gets reported on a full accrual basis, but other than that, estimates aren't going to be used on a cash basis financial statements. We had no material audit adjustments, and there were no uncorrected misstatements this year. We determined that disclosures were adequate, clear, and complete. And then the supplementary information in the financial statements include the full accrual liquor statement. And of that supplementary information, we made inquiries and evaluated as necessary. In the financial statements, you will see other information that's presented, which is going to be your schedule of accounts receivable, schedule of accounts payable, and then your debt information. That we review for any obvious errors, but we do not give an opinion on that other information. And then we had no disagreements with management in the current year. We didn't have any complications with other accountants. No major issues were discussed, and we encountered no difficulties during this year's audit. So moving into the actual audit results, we had two items within this year that we considered to be material weaknesses to the city, so micro segregation of duties. So this one is a recurring finding, just due to the city's size. It's not cost effective for the city to hire the additional required employees in order to properly segregate all of the duties. And then CLA prepares the financial statements. So that is your second finding. Again, both of these are reoccurring, and they're also very common in the city, especially of this size. So we'll start with those two items. We didn't identify any significant deficiencies this year. And then also, as part of our audit, we're required to go through the Minnesota legal compliance questionnaires provided by the Office of the State Auditor. And then we didn't identify any issues as we went through these questionnaires this year. Moving into the financial results, this slide is showing the month in expenditures in unassigned fund balance for the general fund at the end of the year. So at the end of 2025, the city is sitting at about 16.5 months of expenditures in fund balance. Typically, we recommend about 5 months on hand at year end, so the city is well above the recommendation and sitting with a healthy fund balance. So at year end, your unassigned fund balance is sitting at $646,000. Into your governmental fund revenues, so this is a comparison of revenues by type over the past 5 years for all funds except for the liquor fund. So you can see that there was about a 10% increase in property taxes. Most of this was due to levy changes, and then a 9% increase in your license and permit revenues. Intergovernmental revenues, you'll see increase significantly this year. This was just due to a parks grant from the state for about $136,000. And then I did want to note that your solar grant expenses were incurred in 2025. However, no amounts were received in fiscal year 25. So this revenue amount does not actually reflect that new grant. That'll show up under 2026 financial statements. And then you'll see your charges for services increase from the prior year. Most of this was due to additional AIS inspection services provided. And then overall, you'll see that your intergovernmental revenues and your tax revenues account for the largest portion of the city's revenue at about 91% and 81% in 2025 and 2024. Okay, on to the next slide. Your expenditures in the governmental funds, so again, this is all your funds except for your liquor fund, increased from the prior year by about $17,000. Your general government expenditures increased by about $23,000. So this was partially due to an increase in attorney fees and an increase in engineering costs with the feasibility study that was conducted on the community center and fire hall building. And then your public works expenses increased about $108,000 from the prior year. And this was just due to the overlay on the city roads, that project that was completed in 2025. And then you'll see overall your capital outlay expenses did decrease by quite a bit in 2025. This was due to most of the splash pad costs being incurred in 2024. And then there was another invoice that was flagged as outstanding at year end, so that did not hit the books related to the splash pad, but it will hit your expenses again in 2026. And then this slide is showing the city's long-term liabilities. So this is going to be just for those equipment certificates. The final year of payments is actually going to occur in 2026. So after that, we will see that your liability is $0. Then this slide is showing a revenue and expense comparison for the liquor fund over the past 5 years. So I realize here your index is cut off, but your dark blue is going to be your revenues, and then the light blue is going to be your expenses. Revenue increased about $39,000 from the prior year. So most of this was just driven by your price increases. And then there was an increase in sales related to the change of menu and then the staffing changes. Expenses increased. Most of this was due to your salary increases with your cost of living adjustments and your wage increases. And then your the remainder of the increase was related to your cost of merchandise increasing with inflation and then the increase in sales. So overall, you'll see that the net operating revenue did decrease from 2024 to 2025 by about $18,000, but overall, it was still sitting positive at year end with a profit of about $44,000. Then moving on to the liquor fund. So this slide is just the gross profit percentage for the liquor fund over the past 5 years. You'll see overall it's been sitting in that low 50% range over the past 5 years. But overall, just a slight increase from 2021 to 2025 at about 2.5%. Overall, the net position of the liquor fund increased by about $29,000 from the prior year. This is on the full accrual basis. And then your cash ended in liquor fund at about $107,000. So just to kind of summarize, overall, again, your unrestricted fund balance is sitting at a very healthy balance with about 16 months, so well over the recommended threshold of 5 months. Your liquor store had an overall net loss of about $53,000 on a cash basis before the transfer out of about $60,000 to the park fund. So then after that transfer, it's gonna show a decrease in net position by about $114,000. So that was all I had for today. I just wanted to say thank you to Ann and her staff for the hard work that was done. Things keep getting better and better every year. We appreciate all the help that we got in order to make the audit run smoothly. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Yeah, can you back up to what you just said about the liquor store? So, if,
can you hear?
Because it donated to the park.
Okay, she's having a hard time hearing you, and I don't know why. Can you hear me at all?
I can hear you fine. I'm just a little bit confused on that last part on the liquor store fund. You said because they made a donation to the park, it's going to actually be worse than $53,000 deficit, 54.
She still really not clear trying to hear anybody, I'm sorry.
And can you relay that question?
She's not hearing me either.
How about now, can I talk louder?
Chatter.
That that I was going to say chat might be the best way to get questions through.
Okay.
Somebody dial up a cell phone.
It's always awful when trying to listen to teens. It sounds like you're talking to Charlie Brown. This is horrible.
This is going to, yeah. I guess last year I missed one and I didn't try getting into that one because that's offshore, but yeah.
Do you guys just want a little bit more detail in the deficit?
Yes.
So I will actually pull up the latest draft of a financial statement so you guys can kind of see what we were talking about here. So on the previous slide, I talked about what's going to be your gross profit. So that's going to be your operating receipts and operating disbursements for the most part. That's going to get factored into your gross profit percentage. Then that does not take in effect your capital outlay. So this year you had those solar grant costs. That's going to be a big chunk of what that capital outlay is this year. I believe, if I remember correctly, it was around like 90 some thousand split between the general fund and the liquor fund. So about half of those costs are going to be in this capital outlay.
Okay.
So the reason why you're going to see that there's a net loss is because those receipts from that grant from the state did not come in until I believe it was January 2026.
Oh.
So I think once those receipts come in, it'll show about net about zero, because I think the receipts coming in for that grant related to the liquor fund are about $53,000. I can double check here because you also have that.
Yeah.
About $53,000 for the liquor fund coming in. So that's why you're showing a net loss in that fund at your end.
Then it will recoup that when the grant comes back, so
yeah. Is there anything you want me to say to her typing? I mean, it's been a pleasure to work with her.
We can hear her fine. Can you hear us yet? Or
no, she can't hear us.
No. Yeah, I think most of the time I would have just gone through my cell phone and somebody put her in a bowl on the table.
It's got to be better than that.
You think it's a few years later, technology's...
I have nothing else for her. Anybody else have anything for her?
No, just thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
The presentation.
So it shows...
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a nice night.
Yep.
All right, any discussion on that with anybody?
So when the grant money comes back, that'll balance that out.
Absolutely. Because the bar was responsible for 65% of that solar project, of which then I got the money back, but it was after, like she said, after the first of the year. So it was already closed out.
They've got the liquor store or liquor fund being $43,000.
Yes, we made a profit, absolutely.
And then she comes back and says they lost money.
Right, it's because of the solar. Yeah.
Okay, that's not fair. You see that much of a difference somewhere.
I would need a motion to accept the audit report.
I have one more question.
Okay.
So on the gross profit for the liquor store, again, $441,000 this year, we cleared roughly $43,000 or 10% profit. Is that how I'm reading that?
Are you on page 11?
Comparing page 11 and page 12. So I'm getting my gross profit on the bottom of page 12, $441,000.
Right.
And then I'm coming, flipping right back here to page 11, showing $43,900 profit.
Yep.
So roughly 10%.
Yeah, you're right. The gross profit is good. I mean, as you see, you know, for a few years there. But being over 50 is the ideal. It's,
yeah.
You know, what we've been told. So we went down a 0.5%. You know, our liquor net fund position increased by 29,000. On page 12, you know, but it's expenses too. If you go back to page 11, like she said, you know, our revenues increased by 39,000, which she questioned me a lot about in, you know, from 24 to 25. But I do know the past manager, when she came in, she did do some significant price adjustments, you know, and anytime there is events, you know, we would bump things up when we had live music, which we've done in the past. But like our cigarettes, we were paying under, I mean, we were charging under what we were paying, you know, so it was cleaning up some stuff. And but then, as I've said, the salary increase, you know, we have a cook now, well, multiple cooks. We also gave all liquor bartenders a pretty good bump. So, but we're profiting. I want to see even better this year, honestly. I asked her if we could have a good long conversation.
She's up here that so quick, I was, had things go through my head and we were off to another thing.
Well, and it didn't help, none of this worked, so.
But we spent a lot of money on that, and we got...
Well, if we had those working, right, I mean, that's my thought, is you want them back, but then you got to lean forward and speak into them.
But if I'm gone, it would be so nice to, I would kind of do the meetings, but you sit there and I can see everything, which is fine, but I can't hear anything. It just sounds like it's just all garbled.
And that's the thing, a lot of, if you can at least hear what everybody's thoughts are on subjects and whatnot.
Right, but you have to be able to see me and I have to be able to see you too.
Yeah.
All right, do we have a motion on that to accept that report?
I will make a motion to accept the audit report.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, next thing is update on the city obtaining the conservation property over there on South Eagle Lake Road. Tom, or we had sent the information, I believe, to Tom a little over a week ago, and as far as I know, I think it was what he needs to, I think he's going to try to resurrect that, the foundation, and just in order to have somebody to sign off on continuing with this. So that's kind of where we're at right now. We've got it with a lawyer and he's working on it. There is no time frame at this point. I mean, I couldn't tell you when this is all going to happen, but it's heading down the road. So.
The lawyer's got it still. Did he at least finish the property boundaries across the street?
That survey's done. Yep.
Now and that's going to zoning this next meeting.
Okay. So, well, you can even break it in. When are we going to actually part with the funds for that?
It's probably going to be
2 months
at least.
No, roughly.
Mm-hmm. Darn near a year. Mm-hmm. This is being the slowest.
It's government. Nothing works. Unfortunately.
Remember when the for sale sign, when he bought that, the for sale sign went up and he drove down and it was sold 2 hours later. That takes a year to get rid of it.
He ain't a government guy. All right, we also have a resolution the renewal of a CD at First Western. Do we have the papers from the 4M fund?
Well, the 4M fund papers were in your treasurer's report.
They're in there, yeah.
But I just want to tell you that what they're offering, every day the 4M fund, they update their interest rates. Right now, they've been averaging about 3.6. I talked to Ruth again today.
Why was one at 3.78? One of them was at a different rate.
But, I mean, they're going down slowly. But what Ruth can offer and the 4M is the same 3.6. So I would just, I would like to just recommend we roll it into the 4M fund. That's the goal. Because as I was talking to Gary today, our audit costs, you know, are attributed because of all the funds we have. Okay, if you look in your treasurer's report, all the funds we have, how many of them are CDs? So once all those are in one area that they can look at, instead of going, oh, this fund was moved here and this fund was moved here and done at this time and at this rate, it's all in one, as you'll see in the report I put in your packet from the 4M. And Ruth said she completely understands. I told her, council does not like to take money out of our local community, you know, but it is recommended.
Yeah, that's what I thought when we voted to accept the oil. So.
You know, I see this on page 38, but I don't see anything from the 4M fund. As far as they usually give us a few choices.
Oh, that will go through tomorrow. It won't. They don't. Yeah, he'll send them to me.
All
it changes
right. So
every day.
We just vote on that today. And
just
we'll
to move it to the 4M fund.
Okay.
Yep.
I make a motion we roll CD number, where is it?
407507.
Oh, I'm looking on this sheet. Make a motion we transfer CD 407507 to the 4M fund.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, then we have a resolution 2026-05, a donation from Jeff and Diane Halsaff. And we've got a nice letter in the packet here on page 3940. And we need a motion on that.
I don't think we do, do we? Make a motion to put this in the fire department's fund then.
I'd need a motion to accept the resolution and then, yeah, put it in the fireman's fund.
I make a motion to accept the resolution and deposit it to the fire department fund.
I make a motion. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We need to wait for Randy on that. Or?
Yes.
Okay, then we move on to Crowing County Land Classification Future Land Sale. And it seems they want us to just go ahead and reclassify some land. So
we've turned them down before, though, didn't we?
Not since I've sat here.
You know, in reading it, if we do nothing, they'll just take it as a yes in 60 days. I don't recall what the no would be to them. Probably not much.
It is their land, yes?
Yeah, that's tax forfeited costs. So.
Where exactly is it? I just.
It's right behind my house. So this picture here?
Yes.
That's Pike Lake.
Okay, thank you.
And all these shore properties, that's Hughes Food. You know Amy, the horse gal?
Yes, there? I know Amy.
That's one of these is Amy's. I couldn't tell you which one.
Oh, okay.
So all those are long and skinny lots through most of that part of Eagle Lake. These would be Eagle Lake properties.
Okay.
Eagle Lake would be to the south. This is Miller's Bridge up here.
That's which bridge?
Miller's.
Gotcha. Randy's Bridge.
Randy's Bridge.
There you go.
Not mine.
We just call it Randy's Bridge.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't see any other way than just agreeing to it, really. I mean.
So is this a 40-acre parcel? Oh.
Yeah.
There's multiple. There's three 40s and then a chunk at Bill Leedon's.
Yeah, so and they just go right in a row. don't they? Yeah.
Have you driven all the way to the backside of Golden Eagle? The Golden Eagle?
Yes, track? Yes. That is this road here. Okay, yeah. That's what I thought it was. I know.
So
what
it's just off of here.
Yep. Okay.
The next 40.
Gotcha.
So, can I get a motion on that? Plus or minus?
Tied for lack of motion.
We could just let it go, and in 60 days it's the same as saying yes. So, if I don't get a motion, that's what will happen, I guess.
Well, I just make a motion that we approve the classification and intended sale by the county board for the four properties that they have up for sale.
Have a motion. Do I have a second?
I take it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Yes, opposed.
Yeah, one opposed. Okay, then we move on to planning and zoning. I didn't make it at the last meeting. We took on some three new members. We did have a variance that they approved, and I really don't have much more to say than that.
Who are the new members?
Belinda Urick, help me.
Isn't it Joni Flagel?
Joni Flagel, Flagel.
And then Dan Wright?
Dan Wright, yeah. Yep.
So Tim
Wright. We interviewed them. They're all great. It was the three people we interviewed, and we took them all.
Okay.
We took Belinda as an alternate for now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So who's off the board? Just
Fred and Mike. Fred Stolmeyer and Mike Milrath.
Oh, okay.
And your new ones are Dan?
Dan Wright, Joni Flagel, and Belinda Urick. By Bob Stanzer. Very near to Bob. Bob's actually the one that kind of brought both Dan and Joni in, and he even took them around and showed them things prior to them coming in and applying and stuff like that. And then Belinda, she applied. She's really likes to be in touch with the city. She's a good person. So I think that's about all I have. All right, then we go to parks for Tony.
The Sourcewell funding. It's in the papers that Ann left with us, I think.
Yep. And that's about getting temporary help for the summer.
No.
Helping to pay for it.
No.
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 Oh, no. That's this is okay. I got goofed.
This is.
That's $30,000, up to $30,000.
Yeah.
This is to get, the intern. This one here is for funds for the park and
yep.
Other things.
It just came in last Wednesday. And I guess I was talking to Gary today. I just think it'd be nice to just form a little group, and maybe discuss. I mean, ask council, absolutely, but the deadline is April 22nd. At the next council, then I would bring a resolution of what we decide we want to apply for. And then, a thought I had was I went by the old bar stock in Cross Lake. And I don't remember if they had a window in there before, but there's a window now by the front door. I've always wanted windows, just two windows in the community center. What that would add.
Well,
would
I think
be
what
incredible.
We need to do is agree to this and see if we can get a little committee put together and come up with some ideas. I've got a few here. Ann's already said some, I think we just need to. Do we need to form a committee right now?
I'd just say, if you just appoint a few people together.
Can you just put out a newsletter and see how many people would like to be involved?
Newsletter's already done.
I think time is kind of the essence here, too.
Yes.
We want to get this going sooner than later.
Yeah, and it's kind of a no-brainer. The money's out there, so we should definitely.
And it's a lottery. We should just put in what we want.
Yeah, we need to go for it. It's just a matter of how we're going to write this up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's very short. It's 150 to 300 words. This lady that does it, she's awesome. She doesn't want fluff. She doesn't want anything. Just put in your in words exactly what you want. So if it's swings, let's just put in swings and have a price. If it's extra toys in the park, if it's who we talked about sidewalks going to the
parking out the back and a sidewalk leading up to it, playground equipment, community possibly, and for our community garden we could use it for something, for you know, and more playground equipment. Put a, you know, use this for the pickleball out on Town Hall Road and create a handicap spot so the pickleballers don't have to walk through the splash pad to get to playing pickleball, you know. Yep. That's something nice. I mean, we've got a lot of things.
Well, landscaping. We need some landscaping done.
Oh, for sure. It does look nice, so I have to say.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like Chester to be involved in any landscaping. That way he can get the lawnmower past.
Oh, absolutely. We need to design it so it's friendly, user friendly.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe it's, I don't know, me, Chester, Tony.
Sure, I'd be glad to.
If Gary wants to.
I'd sit in, I don't have a problem.
Let's just try to do that.
This might be something, giving Belinda a phone call. And I actually just wrote down another resident that might be interested.
Belinda's on the park committee.
Okay.
So
sure,
we want.
Would we want to just bring the park committee in?
Sure.
Sure.
I mean, rather than form a whole new committee.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically us, and then we pull him in as we need, always.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, let's just do that.
Okay, I don't think we need any motions or anything. All right, that goes on to fire and rescue. And perhaps Jesse can speak to this.
Or Lori.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, we together. So at our last meeting, we got talking again about the lease that was signed back in 2022. And our rent is at the max. And I don't have the full history of what's happened prior, but have been told that it went to the max to help out the bar. And then it stayed there. And all of our members agree that we would like to lower that. We have not voted yet on what or where we want it. I have to do some research still of things with the gambling. But we wanted to just bring it to discussion amongst you guys so that you don't just show up here next month with what we would like to see happen. And just see if there's any discussion, if anyone knows anything or has, like, why they think it really should stay at the max. Part of the, when you think about it, when we are paying rent, that's an expense. It doesn't help us with our ratings of donating to the community. If we can lower our rent, that opens us up more to maybe the commitment of the fireworks for 50 Lakes Day. Things like that, but we don't have to sit and say, oh, we're short on money, because we want, this whole point of this is charitable gambling. It's not to pay rent here for the bar. It's charitable gambling meant to go back to the community. And so we just want to bring that to your attention. Anyone has questions or wants me to dig into anything, we will again be talking about it at our next meeting. So Tony, I don't know if you want to come to our next meeting.
I'm coming to your meeting, yes. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean in the past, but I plan on coming. Oh, so it's the fourth Tuesday's the business meeting?
Wednesday.
Yes. Fourth Wednesday. I'll put it in my calendar. I will come. Starts at 7?
Yes.
I will be there.
Okay.
I do have a question here.
Yes.
Was it last year that the city started investing into your retirement fund? Is that last year?
2 years now.
2 years ago. You know, so prior to that, when it was lower, but now you're asking us for this extra money, you know, it's, would you then not ask us for any money in the retirement fund if we were to give you this?
You know, it's kind of...
I don't know if we could get to that point. We're trying to get money in there to, for, like, we just did, and I couldn't even quote the number, but we just did scholarships last month.
Right.
Sent kids to camp. And that budget's been deteriorating. We just want to make sure it stays.
Well, my question is, you know, the city has a certain investment here, such as your retirement fund, such as our labor costs for selling for you. I know you guys do your meat raffles, but it still takes a bit away from our bartenders and selling drinks, you know. You know, so...
You know, I'd like to
see what it's costing the city. And does it kind of wash out for us a little bit? I know that the numbers are, you know, I believe the numbers were, I think rent paid last year was around $41,000 roughly. And I think our donation to your retirement fund is $25,000. So if we subtract that, that really knocked it down of what we actually took as rent from you. We're giving it back already. So if we take, 8% off, and then really the only rent we get is to donate to your retirement fund, and that's it.
Well, donating to our donation.
Right. I mean, it's a circle here, but
when you bring up that here you guys are paying the staff to sell pull tabs, if we pulled pull tabs out of here, you would lose staff and you would lose customers.
You're absolutely
so
right.
It brings people in here. So I don't feel like we should be using that as anything against this.
Well, if the city starts losing money, I mean, not losing money, it's never a loss because we're donating to your retirement fund. But the way I see it right now, it's coming right back to you for the most part.
But this is charitable gambling that is meant for the community. So what I'm saying is, if we can lower our rent costs, then that opens us up to be able to commit to paying for fireworks, for donations, for other things, where we have been struggling with that in the past. So
we've never turned any money down, but it's our checkbook wasn't that long ago. Got way down.
I realize you guys have done struggling.
When it comes time when we want to send kids to camp,
right.
Horse camps,
right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, have you guys thought of other fundraisers of any sort or type? You guys,
it's hard enough to get people to want to be on the call.
I realize, but I look at other fire departments around the area. Up in Crooked Lake, they've got feeds on deer hunting. They've got a street dance. Cross Lake's got street dances. Ideal has that beef on spit type of deal. I mean, could you guys consider...
Cross Lake does it more often, but if you think about like Ideal, that's a once a year.
That's a once a year deal. I know you guys, you know, do the thing on 50 Lakes days. But have you considered more fundraising of any sort?
We have. It's hard to get people to commit more than we're getting.
See, and that's kind of difficult because we're giving and nobody wants to give back.
Well, that's because we already gave to you. We swat back a little bit.
Well, I understand that, but if you've got members that all they want to do is collect their retirement and they show up at their... I'm not going to start making aspersions, but and I'm not going to go there with that. But
well, with that being said, though, when we first went to go around looking at new shops for the fire engines, we'll never get to that limit unless we start a fund for that.
That's a very good point.
It greatly affects you on where that money goes to.
Yep. Whether you're going to get insulated doors or uninsulated doors. Mm-hmm. I mean, that'll be an option, but you know, same principle.
Sure.
How are the sales? I mean, we used to get a sheet that told how many boxes you guys sold and this and that.
I sent it out in a bullet point, didn't I?
Yeah,
maybe.
I
sent it out in a bullet point. I do it every month.
But I really think, I mean, this is definitely consideration, but I do have these questions. And, you know, it's wonderful that you guys can give things away, but when you start, you know...
Their sales in January must have been good because we got a rent check for $3,700. Right?
Yep.
Is that January?
That's about right. Yeah. About
the month before was a little slimmer. I think it was only $1,800. You know? But might I suggest between Lori and I mean, I can send out an email to all the local munis in our area and ask them, is it your fire department and what do you charge them for rent?
That's true, too. Another thing, too, I know a lot of fire departments send out letters saying what they did for the past year and the members and this and that, just an informational thing, and then ask for donations. I think you guys really should do that, consider that. I know I brought you a check.
They did it in Emily, and when we got it, Kelly said write them a check.
A lot of people would do that.
Yeah.
That's for the fire department.
Pardon?
That would be a donation for the fire department. Gambling is a whole separate deal.
Oh, true.
So you can't donate into the gambling.
I know that. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But also, too, that I do like the idea of the newsletter. It keeps your keeps our people in touch with what you guys are doing, which is great. Jesse came to the meat raffle, handed out meat and stuff. And I'm going to picture bummed about that. But the fire truck was out there. People really enjoyed seeing you guys out there, and you know, and I think people stopped and talked to you. I thought it was great.
Well, if you think about it, donating back to you, when the city didn't have any money, we did have money because of gambling. We bought salt shed, like the one single axle 5500 truck, the brown one.
Well, and we started donating into your retirement fund also. So we are giving back. I mean, it isn't like we're just taking and running with it. A lot of this that you give to us, we do give back. And now if you take that from us and still expect everything we've been giving to you.
That's actually a state requirement because there was actually, we got a bill for what, another $3,000 on top of that? Or was it less and then it went to more? Then we got a rebuttal that we had to put into
the there's a difference.
That's a requirement from the state that you have to donate that much into that account.
Well, that's if you can't. Yes, if you can't make a donation, the city has to cover it.
See, and that's the thing. You did have.
I know.
You know, so.
Do that. Now we can't.
But we're under the gun for it now, and. It's worth a discussion, but I'm just trying to see the finances here.
You know.
Well, that was just the whole point, is to bring it up and let you know that this is what our members are discussing. I'm going to do some digging. I'll work with Ann. Tony will be at our meeting, and you'll be able to listen to those that have been on there for years. Absolutely. And know the history that I don't know.
Right.
You know,
right.
But
and I'm not trying to
keep
be
an
a,
open mind, and when we come back with the numbers
mind,
and
but
we, you know.
But I do have those comments.
What's that?
Where are you looking at with dollar amount?
You know, well, as a percentage, so like right now, you guys are, we're at a max, which is 15% for the ETAPs. We also have to be 25% to pilot for all that. So we're losing 35% for state. And then to add in all the taxes, the fees that we have to pay, it's unbelievable.
Yes, I'd like to. It'd be nice to be able to see everything.
I think our looking at everything a little bit better. If we could see some numbers, I'm kind of a number person.
No, that's fine, and we'll bring that to you. I have to do all this digging into this anyways for our next meeting in 2 weeks, so you'll be able to see it then.
Cool.
I think it's worth a discussion, but I want to see how it all lays out instead of just going. Jesse, you had a comment.
I just, at camp in the meeting, we're thinking maybe around, maybe it was 2012 when this came about, that we upped everything to the max. You know, at that point it was all volunteer. We volunteered, you know, the bingo and meat raffle. You know, there's tons of workers down there. It was all volunteer at that point, and we were paying the maximum rent. And now we're still paying the maximum rent, and we have a payroll to run all those things still too. So that's kind of the sticking point for some people too, is that well, we were paying the max, but it was all volunteer, but now we're paying the max and we got a payroll, to keep her rolling too. So that's kind of a sticky point here to us.
Yeah, but you guys had it free for a long time. I ran that whole thing every
year. You did it, because you were the one that did it.
I know, but it got to be too much for me, and so therefore, then the fire department had to step up. But
so your fire members don't want to volunteer anymore?
It burns everyone out. You get burnt out. I mean, you don't have enough time the way it is with work and kids and being available for calls, and then to have that commitment to come down. It just, it kind of fell apart, I don't know, between 12 and 15 maybe. Then we started paying, and then everybody wanted to get paid. I did bingo for like a year or so. Leah was little, and it just burns you out every week to be down here.
Oh, I know, I did it every Monday and every Thursday. And bingo for 10 years.
Yeah, it does. So then, I mean, and Dick tried really hard a lot, you know, to get people to come down and to sign up, and it was the same, you know. And then, like, Terry came along. Terry loved doing it. She's great at it. But she was the best at doing it. But she was always trying to get people to come too, and it's tough. It's tough to get.
And we have a great crew now. Don't get strong. Like, we love our crew. So. Okay, but yeah, we'll just pull things together. Just wanted to bring it up.
And I voiced my concerns.
But it was mostly just to open it up. That we're
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And that gets us all trying to get on the same page here. So
no surprises.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what if they don't agree to it?
Well, we'll see. I'm hoping that some other members...
I just had to ask.
No, it's okay. I'm hoping that some other members who've been around a long time, like Tom, will come and share their feelings as well. But we'll see how the meeting goes in 2 weeks and what numbers we pull.
Because it is hard, you know, from my perspective, then to see, you know, when I look at the audits for the last few years, you know, our rent was $41,000 last year. I'd sooner keep that at that and say, don't give us any donations. Honestly.
Right.
So that's what our donations last year were 41, and
the year before was 35. No, this is rent, not donations.
But how much donations did they give us in the past
years? I'd have to look up.
Yeah, we should know that. That would be a good number to know too.
I understand because I hear it from them. Mm-hmm. It's gotten slimmer and slimmer. That's for sure.
Yeah, and if we don't have enough donations going out, then our star rating drops, and then if we drop too low, we get flagged on it. It's not good. So we'll bring all of that in.
That's right. It would be interesting to hear what other fire departments' leases are.
And I can talk with other gambling managers and find out too.
Would you?
And, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I'll talk with other cities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all in this together.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No, that's why when I look at that, it's like, $41,000.
Yeah, I think we need to look at this a little more thoroughly from both sides and really kind of come to a determination here.
Absolutely.
So nobody's getting bummed up too bad.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, then we move on, I believe, if we're done with that one. And that goes to road construction maintenance.
Do you want to talk about the sirens? And fire rescue?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot about that. Thank you for keeping track here.
I wrote it down, that's how I remembered.
I did too, but... all right, this is a service agreement from Crow Wing County. It says that we've got 52 emergency sirens in Crow Wing County. 50 Lakes has 3 of them. It seems like they want to kind of bring them all together under a maintenance contract, so it, according to this, it should, you know, we maintain everything in the county at the same pace, and that way we could get in on some savings for maintenance and stuff like that. Jesse, have you looked at this, and what are your feelings on it, if so?
I haven't seen any numbers. What that would be, but we could probably compare it to the work we did on the sirens last year, getting things up and running again. Because they had some this is what kind of hit the whole thing off with the county. There were a bunch of issues last year with a lot of the sirens. And then they got into each individual siren and they figured out that, you know, they're kind of, everyone's on their own to maintain them. And when there's a problem, everyone talks to the county and says, oh, it's the county's problem. So this Clayton Barr, he's been working for over a year now trying to get a maintenance program for all of them. So they just, they all work, they all know the system. When there's a problem, they know about it. He's kind of a nerd on that stuff. He loves that.
Is there a cost involved in this? I'm unsure of this.
This is basically a meeting invitation. That's why I brought it to you, is I just feel like it's very important that someone go to this.
Yes, I have already circled it and thinking of making it to that meeting myself.
Yeah, this is a good deal as I see it, you know, and keep everybody in the county on the same level. So
I was just looking for commitment from someone. Or as I said when I sent it out, if no one can go, I'll go, but I think...
What day is the 30th fall? Anybody look?
I think it's a Monday. Monday at 1 p.m.?
Yes, it is.
I should be able to do that
job.
I did send an email, Gary suggested, to Bob Stancer to see if he would want to go.
Right.
I didn't hear anything back. So yeah, you are emergency management, so you will commit to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, very good. Thanks for the reminder, Jess. Well, now we'll move on. Road construction and maintenance, that's Mark.
Chester, you gave us some sheets here. What, do you have one of these?
Oh.
Can you walk us through it? You might step up. Can you hear that? What are your thoughts about the 1.5%? The one thing I like about the 43,000 for doing the whole thing.
If we leave everything the same as last year, it'd be $43,751.
Does that include this Manhattan, or is that
Manhattan spread? Down here in your
lower
left corner? That's the quarter of a mile that, no, that's not
on. That's not included.
That's the bill that, if we can get that approved from them, we can spray it at the same time, otherwise they're on their own.
But that isn't included in that 43,000.
That's right. No, that's just $17,000 we've got down here.
Right, right. I didn't know if it was on this list.
From what I understand, that they're out then?
There was a couple people, I know Mark mentioned about cutting it down some. And so that's why the second row back here, he wrote that down by hand, and that comes to $26,730 if we cut it in half. But he highly recommended we would not do that because he said if it gets dusty or anything in the middle of summer, he will not guarantee or warranty nothing, and it's going to cost us double to come back and spray it again. If we leave it the same as last year, if something goes bad, he comes back and does it for free. So I don't know. Don't think you want to mess with it. I'd leave it and do it same as last year. We didn't get it once it was down. We didn't get any complaints. Or
and well, he last year was a dry year, though.
Yeah.
And he was, although it rains, that stuff goes away pretty quick on a rainy year.
But with the 2%, we've got a guarantee.
We got a guarantee of it. And
I did highlight some. I don't know if you got the sheet with some highlighted.
Yeah.
Them are sharp roads that go into cul-de-sacs and come right back out. That if you want to cut back on some of those and save $5,000-$7,000, but it's a risk that I don't really want to take because
I don't think I personally I don't want to take. I just soon do the whole full bogey and be done with it.
It's budget, it's in the budget, is it not?
Yeah, it's actually under a little bit.
Are we
really? Yeah.
Okay.
45.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, with that 2%, we get a guarantee. And
but we're still going to lighten it up everywhere and run water and whatnot.
Yeah, I think that was going to be my question. Is he aware that, you know, in certain areas we want to lighten it up? We kind of do that last year.
How much did you do down Deer Lane? Did you do anything on there?
Yeah, last year?
Yeah.
On deer, yeah.
Yeah, that big stretch that nobody lives on. We did do that last year.
Yeah. 5,022 feet.
That's the answer.
I wonder if we could cut some expensive, not doing.
I know what you're saying there, but that first then we've got to do more grading there. Would I be correct with that statement? Or?
Yeah.
Well, and then how do your residents feel about, well, they did part of my road, but then the other part they didn't, and then they did part of my road and other part.
That's how they used to do it, though.
That's how it is all over South Dakota.
But, I mean, at that point, are we running that grader up there X amount of times more in the summer to, you know, something like that, it washboards out so bad that people get going pretty good and that calcium kind of holds it better, otherwise we're up there grading all the
it
time.
It does hold the road surface.
Yeah. You know, it just, it's
what
got
do you
a
think,
lot of.
Chester?
I would stay with the 2% same we did last year, and it binds a lot better, and the road holds up a lot better, and you don't get complaints. You start getting complaints, and you want to deal with that or keep everybody happy.
And that's the thing with the 2%, we could still grade lightly if need be, you know, and it should still be all right. I think the guy told you that, and he, you know, and if it was a problem, he'd even come back out after and take care of it, so.
He did say that they tested it for the last couple of years, and even Crow Wing County, he said we do all the dirt roads for Crow Wing County, or gravel roads, whatever you want to call it. And he says all the tests come back that we call it 2%, but it's 0.25 or 0.15 is 1% or 2%, you know, as he got it written on a sheet there. He said all the tests coming back at that 0.25 is what you need for the road to hold up and last to 6 months or whatever it takes until it frees up. And he said we're doing all the county roads are getting it this year with the 2%. And
West Fox took its bed by the end of the summer.
We don't want to skip on that, you know.
All right.
I don't think. My
opinion. When I make a motion, we okay the $43,741.10 for doing 2% on all roads as they're listed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I guess the other thing is we did discuss it some. Do you think you want to go with that person? They did cover $15 an hour. It only cost us $5 an hour from the city.
I haven't heard that we got anybody in mind or know anybody. Or
no, it's do we want to pursue it?
Oh, yes.
Do you want to put an ad in the paper then for a part-time maintenance person for the summer?
Well, I would go. I'd start with the colleges. Because it has to be a college.
There's certain requirements. If you read the requirements here, but they have to.
In order to get a grant for it, they got to be 18 or something like that, and a college degree and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, the source will help us with placement. Yeah.
It's the only way you're going to get them to pay $15 and we pay the other five.
Would Sourcewell help us then?
I guess it's a question we'll ask them.
Mm-hmm. Or could we at least contact Staples?
I would contact all the local colleges. Mm-hmm. Brainerd, Staples,
Joaquina. I guess my question is, do these interns come to Sourcewell and then Sourcewell can disperse them out, or do we...
I'm sure we have to find them out.
Okay, that's fine.
I can't. I'm not 100%, but I just need your blessing, that a motion to say that we would like to pursue an intern through the reimbursement program of Sourcewell.
I'll make the motion that we'd like to pursue the intern through Sourcewell, the internship through Sourcewell.
You have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Come inside of the rules.
Anyone else? Nothing more on rules? I don't go.
We have to go. We find the information. We just need our.
Yep.
Website and
all right, we move on to the liquor store. Randy.
Justin, do you get brought up short on the agenda here, or do you have this? With the liquor store, looking at the P&Ls, and for the end of February, we're looking at 8,200 hours to the deficit. If you add January and February together, that's roughly 16,400.
I'm sorry, I think you're on 2025.
You're on the wrong
page. Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Flip it over.
Sorry about that.
It wasn't that good.
I can't.
But if you compare those numbers to 2026, you know, we have to do some digging with the attorney on looking at the unemployment cost as well as walk-in cooler. That's getting hit.
I thought things like the walk-in cooler could be depreciated out over years.
Repairs can't be, but new stuff can be.
And I'm concerned about the cooler for the summer, because summer's coming, and I'm concerned. We keep repairing. I thought we had talked about getting a permanent fix, so we don't have to keep repairing.
Well, that's a good question, because if you don't have cooler in the summertime, you don't have business. Well, your loss is going to be three times the one you have right now.
Should we make a motion to go out for bids?
I don't think you need a motion technically, but or I think if you direct staff to
somebody. Oh, so, okay, no, we're talking about a holder cooler or the motor, the, okay.
See, that's the problem. You know? I don't know what's good and what's not out there. What we've been fixing is the unit outside of the building.
Wasn't it inside the cooler too? We had leaks. That's what Graham fixed.
Not the same equipment they fixed last time, like a few months ago, about some leak inside.
But we charged it with Freon and it's working fine. You know,
it's not 80, 90 degrees yet either.
No, it isn't.
I'm just concerned. It's been a little bit of a problem.
I guess we could go out, but what exactly do we need? And I guess in going out for bids, would tell us exactly what we need there.
Didn't we do a cost comparison on this when we okayed that $3,000 repair? I thought they said the replacement was...
No, that was the heating.
Up on top.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've questioned these guys, and, you know, do we need to replace those things on the inside? Or just the compressor on the outside, it is hitting the end of its life. The one guy said I wouldn't change it because you're not going to get anything that good again. You're better off fixing it. Is the reply from one of the guys.
I'd go with that.
Do we have a service? Do we have a service contract? Does somebody come and maintain that?
Yeah, I think Maverick.
No, we've got Graham as a contract.
Correct.
But
they come in and just look things over, yeah.
But it's been a Maverick that's fixed it for us. Because some of these outfits absolutely refuse to use an R22 Freon. Maverick has an unlimited supply and nobody else does. I don't know how that happens, but... So...
Yeah, because remember that last time we talked about the freezer, remember that guy he was somebody was with the air conditioning, I think, that he explained about the new Freon that most equipment are using. He say they having a lot of issues with that equipment. That's why the guy is recommending you the old equipment, because you don't have a lot of issues with that, because the valves and other parts inside of the equipment are not get that difficult to fix like the old equipment. That's what happened.
You've got a good, well, your friend. Maybe it'd be, maybe you could quit. I don't know enough about this stuff.
We need to get somebody that knows.
Yeah, and Mark's got a friend that he called on our furnace last winter. And just getting an opinion like that might, because, I mean, you got one guy saying, oh, it's just junk. I know there's been about two or three changes in Freon since the R22. And the one that they've had, it was explained to me that the one that they have now, like Juan said, is not very good right now. We get such conflicting information. I don't, you know, one guy says it's best to fix what you got. The next guy says, let me put in a brand new unit.
Oh, it's easy that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very difficult to figure this out. We need to
Well, you can ask for beats, and then have the numbers there just in case we need it. You know what I mean? Because the problem is we need to have a plan A, B, to C, just in case something happens, because we're going to have time to go and ask some people to come when they have time to try to fix it, because everybody's going to be busy fixing all the equipments, and then it's going to take maybe weeks to have it fixed. What are you going to do with all the beers if you don't have any equipment? You're going to lose the inventory.
I think we need to
we have time now to figure out something.
If Mark wanted to talk to the guy and ask him on it.
Is this the repair that we just did? We actually okayed that way about 2 months ago. Or no, that was the furnace.
Well, Maverick came in month and a half ago, I think.
Remember, that the same equipment that had the leaks one time inside of the cooler, because on the top of that cooler, that's a beer cooler, the big one, that's what we're talking about, right?
Yep.
On top of that, there were a lot of garbage and stuff that are not supposed to be there. So who knows if one of those things over create a leak on something on it and somebody fixed it a few months ago. Before winter time, if I'm not wrong. Somebody do a pressure test. Because they know they have some equipment that check for leaks inside, so they
know we've had problems.
Find out and then fix it. So that was actually a human error. Oh, yes.
But Warren is right. We got to do scenario 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, because
have that on hand.
Believe me, you don't want to be running with a broken cooler. What are you going to do with the beer? You don't have any room to storage. So we want to have somebody come out and inspect that? Yeah, I think it's so. Right. So we did, I thought we had a maintenance agreement.
We do, but nobody can see that that's going to break out. It just... And I've asked that question. Is there any way you could have seen that?
Industry is the way it is. They're not where you and I go out and buy a new one or the residential market. That's where he makes a living. He's at Safeway. He's at a different freezer every day.
Right, right.
Target,
pairing.
He's everywhere. Fixing this. Because when they're that big, and they're then that confined space, you just keep fixing them.
And I guess that was my question. Is what we've got better than what we'd ever get, and we're better off just fixing it? Or
I'll ask him what mainly goes wrong with those.
Yeah.
Because that's what he works on, when he hears rooftops.
Yeah. Right. You know, maybe if we could get his recommendation and probably move forward on getting some bids and seeing what it would cost. Gonna hurt this a little bit, Randy, but
that can be appreciated.
It can be depreciated, absolutely.
So who do you want to test?
That's another question I just think about now. All those equipments, do we have the way to know if they're ever being depreciated on the life or not? Because if they're never been, you can do it now.
They were to start, but I'm sure it's ran out because we've been in here for over 20 years.
Yeah, from the beginning,
So who are you tasking with this?
I started working with the guy that fixed it.
I agree.
Because if the other guys don't give me a solution, that's the only one that say I can fix it. That's the guy you need to start to get a beat out.
Well, I think if you just say to him,
because if nobody
should we get a bid from you to replace it? Or he told me on the phone, or maybe it was in person, I think you're doing what you need to do by, repairing the leaks and putting in the R22 compared to the cost of a replacing.
And if we were to do that, should we have him come in every 6 months and put in new Freon so we
can check for leaks?
Point to where.
And I don't know if they can check for leaks.
Or check the percent that's in there, and if it needs to charge it, I'd like to get some more information, but I'm kind of thinking, I think we need to talk to a couple people before we go out for bids.
And that's what I'd rather you met with whoever is going to, from around here, and then hand that to Brent, because that way Brent's not spending a bunch of time snooping too much, because he's already going to be doing it as
Right. Well, yeah.
Somebody else does the initial, then he'll look at things that he sees they go wrong.
Well, I don't necessarily think he should have to do it for free.
No, I don't think he should.
He would come and look at it for free, but one of his second companies that under the same umbrella is actually St. Cloud Electric, or St. Cloud
SCR.
The blue truck.
Okay.
How we know that, because the fish house that we got to sit in. Yeah, we're under the same umbrella. It's like, oh, okay. But he's the commercial side, so that's all he deals with all day long.
Well, let's reach out to a couple people here, maybe this week. I'll come in and we'll talk about it maybe tomorrow or
Sunday. I'm not in the morning. I'm running to grab supplies for St. Patty's Day. It's really going to be tough this week for me.
That we can put it in.
Okay, but then I don't know if it should just be Chester.
What do we have set
as maintenance? He knows Maverick.
All right.
But I don't know.
Well, let's come in and we'll talk about it and get a plan here. I think we're kind of stuck right now, I think. I think we've got a route to take here, but I think we need to just sit down and talk a little bit with someone.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we all do kind of understand where that major setback came from.
Okay, so let's move on to management positions. I think we're kind of keeping things as is at this point.
Well, I just want you to feel in council about the gentleman that reached out to us and we met with.
Yeah, there was a fella, he was high energy. He really had it going on. He offered to come in and become manager, consultant, I believe he also offered. No, not consultant, but manager. He really knows what he's talking about, but he's very strong into the restaurant end of things. He had some pretty wild suggestions. He owns the event center over there in Swanberg.
Pine Peaks?
Yeah. And he offered to come in here and manage for what our past manager was making. He's more, he wants something to do and he wants insurance. He really had some ideas to take this place in many different ways. I don't know if that's where we really want to go.
Can you share? Pardon? Because he doesn't come on board, then we can't try him.
Well, one was shutting the off sale down and creating a fine dining or something. You know, he really had some ideas. High energy.
I think if we decide to get a new manager or hire a new manager, we'll have him, if he's still interested, he'll have to go through the whole process.
Oh, and that is absolutely.
Yeah,
no, we can't just, we have to put it out forever. No, that's absolute. But he was a guy that just came in and had a lot of great suggestions.
Sharing what happened while you were gone. That's why I got to drink water, because I already heard the whole story.
So I guess I just put it on there because I thought, you know, he has reached out a couple times to see, and I had said that, you know, I didn't know the route council was taking. It's being dealt with internally right now, and if that's the route council still wants to go, he just would like to know and close the door.
Is it working for you and Jess?
It is.
Okay. Numbers then?
Well, like I said, and you were correct, if we can't just hire him, we'd have to put it out and go through the whole process, and maybe we'd find somebody better. But as Ann just said, she's pretty content the way things are going, I think.
Yep, and things are running Kim smoothly. Is too. Kim has really stepped up, and she's learning more all the time. And
we do have kind of a certain flavor of this place, and I think it's very homey and
it's a happy staff over there. Yeah. I've only
Kim was happier than I probably
there's a happy staff.
Kim was
I'm of the opinion, I don't think I'm...
I believe...
It's good to know, it's information we all share.
I believe if the people we have, they get along each other and they can work and make things happen, even if it's low, it works better, because when you bring somebody new to this kind of environment, change everything. Because most of the time, half of the people don't get along with the new person because they have a different ideas and perspective, and you're never going to be able to make that happen on the time you expect it, because it's a like a big adjustment, and then it's going to cost you money. Fine dining with that kind of mentality, that's different kind of
kitchen.
That's yes, you don't have people here to run a fine dining place to start with.
Yeah, kitchen for it.
No, even if you have the kitchen, you don't have the people for that. Because you need to start opening bottles of wine in front of the customers, explaining, do this, do that, and...
We probably do have the customer base for it 5 months out of the year.
And you don't have people to support that kind of food venue.
Maureen?
You could use Valentine's as an example. People would walk in, we had black tablecloths out, we had sprinkles all over the table and beautiful napkins, and people were scared to sit at the table. There were quite a few groups that came in and said, we're just here to drink. It's a meeting.
Yeah.
I don't think we'd go over it.
Yeah, we've kind of got a way of, and let's not rock the boat. He's a great guy, high energy. I'd like to thank him for his time, but I don't think it's what we're really looking for.
At this time.
At this time.
Perfect.
And on that note, then, so microphones next.
Yep.
That equipment, there's any way you guys can move it to another place that you can put a lock on it? Because if that disappears inside of the building, how many other things are gone and nobody notices it? And then the cost of put the value things like a liquor and all that kind of stuff under a key that somebody hold it and being able or responsible to open it up like every other places do, don't leave it open like everybody have access to it. I mean, it's that comes to this.
Mm-hmm.
Profit and loss and everything on the liquor store, because you guys can track 100% everything you have on the building.
Well, on that note, I wonder if we shouldn't come up with, like, the fire department has an inventory list and everything that's underneath our garage doors.
And I agree. And I think that needs to be done here and at the maintenance shop.
Yeah, the maintenance shop and this building have a once a year inventory, like we do with the bottles over there. But yeah, there's 15 chairs in here, 3 roll-around chairs.
Mm-hmm.
But on this subject here, I mean, this is a matter of we've got to purchase a new one.
Uh-huh.
It's just so disheartening that this kind of stuff goes on and that we've got to have these conversations where we've got to keep everything under lock and key.
Yeah, because...
Juan was speaking to, it's kind of difficult because our liquor cabinet is basically, I believe, our off sale. Don't we just go in there and
transfer over?
Yeah, so we can't lock.
But I'm just saying everything that you guys can save to keep it under control, because now it's $2,000. Who knows how many thousands you lost already, and then you don't even see it, and then what happens if that gets lost again? So every time you're going to spend $1,000 to replace it because you don't want to put it on the same location, that's not
well, we maybe need to get at a camera or something like that. We just can't put everything under lock and key, and I guess the only other option is to put a camera on everything. And you know, I was of the opinion that we should lock that room. But that's where all of our electrical panels are, and I believe that we cannot lock a room with electrical panels.
That's a fire code thing, I think, right?
Yeah. So,
is there a room with the office who kids? Then you'd have a camera in there.
It also, gets into having to rewire everything, because everything's wired back to that spot, then we'd have to rewire. And there again, maybe we just put a camera in that room. I don't know if that's the solution. We got one right outside the room, but it didn't, I don't know that it caught it.
So Digital Dining or Digital Horizons, they are coming next Thursday.
This coming Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Don't we have extra slots on that camera the way it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, then when this happened, then I started reviewing cameras, but then someone suggested, why don't you have Jesse Potts come over and do it? You know, he had a career doing that, so he can do it a lot faster. So he did. I think he's almost done. He hasn't seen anything alarming. Just the people in and out, a lot of people in and out for those 4 or 5 days. My suggestion would be when Digital Horizons come out, that can they mount it to the wall, first thing, above this unit? Because the unit can't, if you're going to take it, the amplifiers or anything out of there, there's a lot of work to do because it's a metal cabinet. But maybe if they mount it to the wall, and then yes, if council so desires, he said, you know, because he was asking me questions of the camera, the angle isn't the best, because it's more for the gambling cabinet. And it just happened to capture that room, but not that, I don't think it captured the unit.
No, it was just basically the hallway.
Yep. And then he said he couldn't see who's walking in and out of City Hall, the door in between here, you know? And why don't you have cameras facing City Hall's door? And why don't you have cameras in City Hall? So I just said, I'll bring it up to council.
We're at a point where I hate to just keep adding cameras, but maybe that is part of a solution.
That's your best partner.
But what if with the camera only work when in like motion?
Right.
When you went into that room?
Yeah, if someone goes in there. Yeah, I think men putting a camera in there.
I think.
We should know what's going on in there when people are in there.
Absolutely.
And do we need to add, at that point, should we add one in the office? I think the office could probably...
We have no problem with it, of course.
I think we should have one facing towards the...
Well, and if anything were to happen, then at least you could. You know, and there isn't one on our door. I mean, there's one where I can see people walking in, but nothing... So it's up to you. Jesse was just surprised that we didn't. And then I do agree with one to see who's coming into City Hall from the liquor building.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think we should take a look and add some cameras.
Okay. So if you want to, should I get prices and bring it back? It's probably minimal. I bet it's probably $150 a camera and then labor. Do you want to give me a budget? I mean, we've got money in the budget for it.
I think we, let's take a look at how many cameras do we need?
Okay.
Where's the best place we could put them? I don't know if Dylan or someone like that would.
Sure. Well, I'd like to have Jesse too.
Or
honestly.
Jesse or, yeah.
Yep.
So do we want to, well.
And we can just bring it back then if you want us to do the work.
Let's do that, but we do need a motion on this transmitter.
I'll make a motion we get the replacement wireless microphone. Digital Horizons for $1,034.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
I do have one question with that then.
Yep.
When I've been going back and forth with this gentleman, he said, you know, they haven't been in here since 2012. Would we like them to, I think it's for $250, go through the whole system and make sure it's working? I would love it.
I would too. Especially with summer coming in, we'll be utilizing the outdoors and stuff.
And then it is a big, nobody touches it. That's the big thing.
Well,
it's
maybe
like,
we can secure it like you would settle it better.
I mean, the whole thing though. Because we have to, because, and it's not, I don't fault the girls, but the minute they didn't have sound, they went over and started turning buttons. I've done it myself. And that, none of us should do that, so I think we need to take a precaution.
Same with the lights, right, Chester?
That's why there's padlocks on there.
Yeah, yeah.
I got tired of coming home because street lights and everybody was missing.
We need to amend that motion.
Sure.
Okay.
That one for December?
That you just gave, we need another $250 on that?
to include $250 for them to review it or go through it?
Yeah.
I amend my motion to add $250 for them to go through the balance of the electronics.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have an amended and all in favor.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, then we move on to a hire. We need the approval to hire Carla Christensen as a part-time bartender. Has she been working here already?
No.
She hasn't?
No, background check was clear.
Okay.
I think she's getting trained Friday.
Yep.
All right. So I'll make that motion to hire Carla Christensen.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we need a motion to hire Sandy Case as a part-time bartender. I'll make that motion also.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you. Okay, then I move into the mayor's report. And update on the newsletter. Everything I've heard of people that have looked at it, it's a very positive deal. I think we can find more things to put in that. I had given Ann something there. We can advertise some things maybe. And we now have, of course, a AA meeting over in the community center every Tuesday. So I would like to add that type of thing into this advertisement also. This is really a good deal. Justin did a great job on it. So that's my update. Anybody else want to add anything to that?
No, I think it's great for a start.
All right, then ATV trail system. I had met with Perry May and another gentleman here the other day, and we have secured, I believe, the ladies' ride on September 12th to be run out of here. And Perry is really trying to get something going on connecting the trails from Emily, I believe. There's a kind of a gap out there, and he's just kind of really trying to figure something out how to get that connected. You have anything to add?
We need representation from 50 Lakes to take the ball on contacting the county and telling them, yes, we are interested in facilitating this to become part of the grant and aid state trails, correct? That's what he said.
Yep.
So, just wanted to bring it to council to see if anybody on council is interested. We had thought Ed Shetka, Nate Watt, Jake Bloom.
I think we should put it out there to those gentlemen, and if they
have a committee on this or something.
We just want someone, because we have to have someone for 50 Lakes.
From council?
No.
No.
Just a
person from 50 Lakes.
Because if Jake or Nate want to jump on that, that'd be great.
Okay.
Or Ed, if I know Perry knew Ed pretty, it seemed.
Well, Ed had went out when we started this a few years back and walked the whole trail up. Where is it?
It's Kegel up across.
Okay.
Across to Kegel Creek and stuff. Yeah, from this side, we walk from this side, and you can drive to it from the other side.
So we just have to find someone and see if they would commit to being a representative or a group of them from 50 Lakes. To then we'd call Tom Strack, get him in here, sit down, tell him we are interested, and what do we need to do? Because then the Over the Hills gang will be involved. They can't spearhead it. Has to be someone from 50 Lakes.
I would be willing to help, but I would appreciate if we approach Ed and Jake.
Would you like to approach them?
Oh, I certainly can.
I think that might come nicely then.
Sure, I can do that.
Yep.
And you'd have a captive audience at the next fire meeting.
Okay. That's
all
it.
Right, so that takes care of that, I believe. Okay, now we go to employee reviews, COLA, and wages. It's my opinion that we have given some very nice raises this past year. As far as COLAs, I'm not in favor of
really giving any of them out at this time. We do have two employees that I would like to review, and then I don't know if it would be a COLA or more of a merit-based raise instead of a COLA. And that would be Vuk and Chester. But I would like to review them before we give that wage. And with that being said, I'd like to do that within the next week or two and get this out of our hair.
Well, and Chester's 1 year is coming up on April.
Right, so he's ready for a review. And like I say, I think I'd rather go merit-based on both of these guys rather than just go with a COLA. And that's kind of how I feel about that. So I think that would be probably Mark and I doing the review, and we just need to get a time together and do this. So that's what I have to say about that. Okay, then review proposed changes to page 29 of the employee handbook. That's page 84, 85 on what we've got, and also 84. The 85 kind of explains it also. And I'm going to ask Ann to kind of explain this a little bit.
It's confusing.
And I don't want to confuse it more, so that's why I'm asking Ann.
As our policy reads right now, paid sick leave and vacation leave is only offered to persons who work an average of 36 hours or more per week. We have two people who have asked that they be considered. It is something we offered in the past when I was at a lower hourly, when my weeks were not 32 weeks, and then part-time maintenance also qualified because our policy read a part-time person hired prior to 2000 and working less than 36 hours a week are eligible for paid vacation and sick time. Okay, so that 2000 is the threshold. So anybody hired after that doesn't receive it. And I was hired prior to that. So Jessica and Kim have asked, in light of the extra duties, and just as she'll go on 3 years here, I think Kim is 7 or 8, could we change that so they could qualify and do the year 2024? If you were hired prior to 2024 and you're working less than 36 hours, you would qualify for vacation and sick. So that's page 84. Then page 85 is how we calculate that. It's based off of what they work. We don't just give them, okay, here's your vacation and sick. Okay, and being Jessica has been here almost 3 years, she would accrue 2 weeks of vacation time based off of how much she works. So if she's only averaging 25 hours a week, she's only going to get 2 weeks of 25 hours of vacation time.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Very totally.
Okay, where Kim, she averages more, she's going to get more. Vuk then would also qualify for this as well. I think it is a nice benefit. Our budget can absorb it. And then the paid sick leave, they already get it through ESST, is they get 1 hour of sick leave per 30 hours worked, with a cap of 48 hours. That's everyone. So I guess I take back the sick, the vacation, or I mean I take back, yeah, the sick. The sick they're already getting, and that's accrued based off of hours worked. So then Kim, being she's been here over 5 years, she would actually get 3 weeks of vacation, and it would accrue quarterly. So once the first quarter is over at the end of March, then I will go to Jessica's, where I've got in here 24.43. I will make sure that's accurate for the quarter, and then it will accrue correctly as to the vacation she would get. So you're not giving them the full 2 or 3 weeks. They have to accrue it. Same with the sick time. Then when I was doing this, I thought, well, I'm going to put this in there. Employees hired prior to November of 1998, which qualified Karen but didn't qualify me, would get 5 weeks of vacation after 20 years of service, which I'm at the 12-year for 4 weeks, but I've been here, I think in April I'll be at 27 years. So I thought I'd throw it in for the heck of it. I could try to get another week. If I don't, it's okay. I'm all right.
So were you here when we were in the other building?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1999 I started. That's why it says 1998, because they slashed me out of there.
Okay.
You know, I sat with everyone, and Ann, and we all sat, and this is something that I can agree to. You know, to work every week and not have any vacation to look forward to, that's... And these people have been here long enough where they're not coming and going.
Right.
It is a nice little reward. I think it's not just a reward, it's something that they deserve.
Sure.
And I am very much in agreement with this.
I agree too.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice benefit.
Yes, and you know, I think everybody deserves a little time off now and then.
Yep.
I agree too. My only question is, if you were to quit and get rehired, your numbers would start at zero again?
So like if I were to quit and then you'd rehire me?
Yes.
As an example? I guess that'd be up to council's discretion. Mm-hmm. It's a good question.
Don't test us.
No, I guarantee if I quit, I mean, hopefully it's retire, not quit. Not anytime
so
soon.
So I guess I'll make a motion that we accept this change to the page 29 of the employee handbook,
including the 1999 change, all of the changes.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I'll second. Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. The girls would be tickled.
Okay,
myself
the next
too.
Thing are the two donations to the food shelf and the Historic Society. And my question is, what did we do last year?
Last year you gave Emily Food Shelf $500 in March and the Historical Society nothing. You said you'd like to keep it more local, I believe.
Okay, so
I make a motion we donate $500 to Emily Food Shelf.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The Historical Society, I kind of am of the opinion we go with what we did last year. Again, keep it local.
Do you make things better there?
I think about going there. My mom and I used to go there all the time when I was just a kid. But I haven't been there for to the museum in Brainerd and stuff. And
the old jailhouse?
Yeah, that's part of the Historical Society stuff in there and stuff.
How's it once?
I should take Mandy there. I think she'd think it was great. I used to come
there. I don't think everybody caught that.
That's all right.
You were there once. Oh, the jail. just a question, and it's off subject just a little bit, but Care and Share, have they found a place or anything? Because, you know, they were done in Emily, and then...
Not that I'm aware.
Okay, I'm just curious, and I don't know what to do or help them or whatever, but I do know that they feed a lot of people, and they do good stuff. I mean, you know, and I think some people counted on that.
It is a good deal, and we're really kind of accommodated. Of course, we don't do this. You know, it's done the foundation.
Okay, right? Yes, I read all. Yeah.
You know, and that's it's takes us time to get there, and we do want to have a good proper contract in place.
Oh, absolutely.
So no, it's a good deal, but we have more work to do on that.
Okay, I'm just wondering if maybe they found a different place or something. I just hate to see them go. You
no,
know,
I don't think
be
so.
Out of commission. So.
Any unfinished business?
Wait, one question I'm going to ask.
Sure,
that microphone we use over there, this is not the first time we can communicate with somebody on the TV when they're on Zoom or whatever. We need to fix that because, I mean, last year we have two or three times that we don't been able to do that. We did it with some other stuff. I don't know, whatever, but I mean...
Is that the problem on our end or is it on the other end?
I don't know. I'm just gonna have to get Dylan and Jess.
I just had a Zoom meeting with Tom in your office the other day, and that was...
Clear as a bell.
Yeah, so that's why I'm wondering, is it our equipment or someone else's?
Or is it this room?
Or this room has got bad...
But you can have the people that are going to work today. So you gotta do that, because it's, I mean...
Your culture for free. You tried these out for a little while.
Should we hook them back up again?
Well, you try it. You can get next,
maybe on our Zoom meeting, if we want to hook them up.
Okay.
Maybe we ought to do some testing on it.
That's what I'm thinking too. Get them set up and I'll zoom in from home or whatever.
Yeah, you zoom through your phone or you have a computer.
I got a tablet. I used my phone before that, but I got a tablet last year and I took my tablet.
So maybe that would be a great test, just between here and you, you know. Open forum?
I'm not making a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.